Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
70301.
Thank you. May I have your name?
Mary Avery.
Okay, and Ms. Avery, can you verify your address, please?
904 Coulon Road, Thibodeau, Louisiana, 70301.
Do you have
PO Box 5884, Thibodeau, Louisiana, 70302.
Okay, thank you. This account is for the Wi-Fi booster that was ordered with us. How can I help you today?
Yeah. Okay. When I ordered it, it said that it was free and you only had to pay shipping. And I paid that $7.95. Now I'm having a debit out of my account for $49.
Yes, ma'am. The reason for the charge, Ms. Avery, when you initially placed your order for the Wi-Fi booster, you did just pay shipping. So your Wi-Fi booster was a free welcoming offer to join the Factory Direct membership.
I don't want it. I don't want a membership.
Well, it does provide your account with a $125 gift card, so that way you are able to shop at our online consumer gadget store to purchase similar items.
No. No, I don't want it. I want my refund back. I want my money to be refunded back.
Okay, well, I can't go ahead and cancel your account as far as a refund. Unfortunately, that is a valid charge that was
I will be sending it back because it said $7.95 shipping and handling only. And that's all I paid for.
No problem. Well, as far as sending it back, you're welcome to keep it. It is your gift to keep. Our warehouse doesn't have a return policy right at this point, and it's just due to health and sanitary purposes.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said. Repeat that for me, please.
As far as returning it, you are welcome to keep it. The warehouse does not have a return policy at this time, and it's just due to health and sanitary purposes. So once products ship out, they don't allow them to come back, even if they're not opened. Now, what I can do for you is go ahead and move forward with canceling you. That prevents any future membership charges. And I can do a one-time courtesy refund of 35% of that $49.97 that was billed to you.
So what are you telling me is that you have shipped this item out already?
Yes, ma'am. It was already shipped
out
for you.
And that is $49. Where did that $49 come in at? Because, honestly, I did not see that $49.95. I saw it come in through my Southwest airline app. That's where it came in from. So I thought it was some kind of something that Southwest was giving, and that's why I accepted it.
Okay. So what it was a survey that you completed via through Southwest. However, the membership, we're a separate company. That Wi-Fi booster was a welcoming offer for you. That information was listed on the checkout page before you could actually process your $7.45.
Yeah, I didn't even get to that. I just saw that $7.95 shipping and handling, and that's what I chose.
Yes, ma'am. But there was some additional information listed that you did have to check off, verifying that you understood that if you didn't cancel your membership, it would be billed within 48 hours of ordering.
I didn't know.
So that's how your account was automatically charged.
I did not see that. So you're telling me that I have to eat this $49.
No, ma'am, and what I'm telling you is that you did pay $49.97, but I can do a 35% courtesy refund, which would be $17.49. That would get back to you right now.
That is nothing. $17 is nothing coming off of $49. Plus, I paid $7.95.
And I do understand that, but we did send your gift card for you. It's in your email that you provided. Mm-hmm. When you set up the order, it's a $125 gift card in there.
So I'm to shred that gift card?
You can't shred the gift card. It was sent via the e-card. So the information is in your email, so that way you can get yourself logged in to utilize that email.
So with that already being paid,
that's why we were willing to do the 35% courtesy refund.
And so the $125 is still for me to use?
Yes.
But it's for me to use through you guys.
Correct.
That's the only
way
I can use it.
Correct. But it's not opening your account back up or anything like that.
No. No. That's really not good enough for me. I am a senior citizen, and if I would have known what I was getting into, I would never have clicked on it. But I thought it was something through my Southwest cord, and that's why I clicked on it. You know.
I apologize about that misunderstanding, but the information was sent to you your email when you initially placed your order, explaining the terms and conditions and also the charge for the membership.
I don't even have that email anymore. Could you send that to me again? Because I don't have it. The only thing that caught my attention, and this is where companies are going wrong at, what caught my attention was that the item was free and I only had to pay $7.95 shipping and handling. That's what caught my attention, you know. And that's why I did it.
Okay. Well, I do have your account canceled for you. Excuse me.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just looking over the account while you were speaking. The most that this one will allow is a 50% refund. It will be $24.99. Yes, ma'am.
I'll take the 50%. I'll take the 50% refund.
Okay. Let me get the issue for you. It's $24.99. It takes about 3 to 5 business days to get it back to your account. Do you have a pen and paper so I can provide you with a confirmation number of your cancel?
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be 258-922-701.
258-922-701.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else I need?
No, ma'am. And you should be receiving your email confirmation shortly, okay?
Okay, I should be receiving that. But let's go back to that gift card thing. What am I to do with that?
It's still yours. It's still yours to utilize. Again, you can shop at the online consumer gadget store to purchase similar items. It's not going to reactivate the account that canceled.
Right.
It just gives you the opportunity to use the thank you card.
Okay, so let me ask one more question, and I'm sorry for all this misunderstanding, but one more question. What did I? Oh God, I got a fault on my brand. What did I want to ask? You're going to send me back my email that when I first went into it to see my agreement and all of that. You're going to do that. And what else? You're going to show where my cancellation has taken place. You're going to do that. And you're going to send my charge, my half of that back, which is good. Okay, that was another question I wanted to ask, but I don't forgot what it is. Okay, I guess that's going to be it then.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
Okay. I know what it was. Mm-hmm. That e-card. I never received anything like that.
I'm going to resend all that information for you.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you again for calling customer service.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye.